91.7 KXT, our live sessions are made possible through the generous support of Jason Writings. My name is Jeannie Mascoro, and we have Lucinda Williams here in studio with us. Lucinda, it's a huge honor to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Would you go ahead and start us off with a song?
Okay. This is called Stand Right. Something destructive going on here, can you feel it, baby? Tell me what you want me to do. It's not constructive to cry as much as I cry, baby. Tell me what you want me to do. We gotta stand right by each other, gotta try harder, baby. I gotta stand right by you, and you gotta stand right by me. We gotta stand right by each other, gotta try harder, baby. I gotta stand right by you, and you gotta stand right by me. I know I gotta push myself, but you gotta push yourself. I can do it, baby, all by myself. We can make it better, baby, make a happier home. But you gotta help me, I can't do it alone. We gotta stand right by each other, gotta try harder, baby. I gotta stand right by you, and you gotta stand right by me. We gotta stand right by each other, gotta try harder, baby. I gotta stand right by you, and you gotta stand right by me. Baby, I care too much, I won't give up that easy. So come on, give me that much, baby, don't give up on me. If you could see yourself the way I see you, baby, then you would see for yourself. Why I don't want nobody else. We gotta stand right by each other, gotta try harder, baby. I gotta stand right by you, and you gotta stand right by me. We gotta stand right by each other, gotta try harder, baby. I gotta stand right by you, and you gotta stand right by me. Baby, this is a warning sign, and we gotta fight it this time, because it's threatening to kill everything we got. And we got too much at stake, gotta do whatever it takes. I don't want us to break up, so let's kiss and make up. We gotta stand right by each other, gotta try harder, baby. I gotta stand right by you, and you gotta stand right by me. We gotta stand right by each other, gotta try harder, baby. I gotta stand right by you, and you gotta stand right by me.
Thank you so much. That was Stan Wright from your brand new album, Down Where the Spirit Meets the Bone, right?
Right.
My name is Jeannie Mascoro. I'm here in studio with Lucinda Williams. This is a huge honor. Thank you so much for coming in, you and Stuart Mathis. And that's from your brand new album, Down Where the Spirit Meets the Bone. And the first song on your new album, Compassion, is actually a poem written by your father.
Yeah.
Miller Williams.
Yeah.
Was it a huge challenge for you to rework that into a song?
Yeah, it was, actually. It's something that I've been wanting to do for years and years, and I'd been trying to do that with this other poem of his and hadn't been successful at it. But I took a stab at this one. The other one's a much longer poem, so it's a lot more challenging. But I worked on this one for a couple of days, really wanted to get it done because I wanted to call the album Down Where the Spirit Meets the Bone. So that had already been decided. And so getting that done, which, you know, was just kind of the crowning glory for the album.
It's just, it's a beautiful opening track. I mean, kind of verklempt just thinking about it. And your father's mentor was Flannery O'Connor.
Yeah, one of his mentors. He described her as his greatest teacher. He knew her in his early days as a writer, and she really encouraged him to pursue his craft.
Wow. And would you consider your father one of your biggest mentors?
Yes. And I actually wrote a little thank you in the album, and I said, Dad, as Flannery O'Connor was to you, you were my greatest teacher.
I love that story. And, you know, how's your father doing now?
Well, he has Alzheimer's. Is that what you're referring to?
Right.
Yeah. There's actually been a turn of events, and it seems to have taken a downward spiral where, you know, he's starting to not recognize people. I just found that out today. So,
I know that's hard.
Yeah. You just feel out of control. You know, there's nothing you can do. It's a horrible disease.
Yeah, I hope they come up with a cure.
Yeah.
Soon. One thing that I was reading that your father had told you that poets really aren't considered mature until they're in their 50s and 60s.
Yeah. Quite the opposite of, you know, the rock pop world.
Well, now, if there was something you could tell your 20-something self from the standpoint of where you are now, fabulous in 61, what would that be?
To try not to be afraid, not to let fear get in the way, which I still struggle with. Yeah.
Well, it's just, you have this beautiful album, and I mean, none of that fear comes across at all. It's just a beautiful piece of work.
Thanks.
Would you play us another song?
Okay. This is called This Old Heartache.
All right.
It's been a month of Sundays since I laid eyes on you. Have you changed your ways? Have you ever tried to? I wish that I could kill all this worry and regret. But I am haunted still by the things I can't forget. It's hard to take this old heartache, and it's driving me out of my mind. I can't take it, and I can't shake it, and it lives with me all the time. People look at me and they think I've got it all. I'm happy and go lucky, and I'll never take a fall. What they never see when they look from the outside is the thing that tortures me and eats me up inside. It's hard to take this old heartache. It's driving me out of my mind. I can't take it, and I can't shake it, and it lives with me. time. You think that I don't care, but you don't have a clue. Life is never fair, no matter what you do. And if you only knew the thoughts I live with every day, and the peace of mind it costs, and the hell I have to pay. It's hard to take this old heartache. It's driving me out of my mind. I can't take it, and I can't shake it, and it lives with me all the time. Yeah, it lives with me all the time.
Thank you so much. That was This Old Heartache from Lucinda Williams here on 91.7 KXT, our live sessions. What a beautiful song.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, as a songwriter, what keeps you inspired?
Life. You know, I just, you know, soak up a lot. You know, I'm always, you know, getting inspired by things just every day. You know, a line, somebody might say something and I'll go, oh, that's a great line. I'll jot it down. I have a lot of cocktail napkins with lines on them. Yeah. From sitting at bars and, you know, thinking up stuff. But personal pain and suffering and other people's pain and suffering and, you know.
Well, I know a lot of people say that, you know, a lot of your songs are about suffering, but there's a lot of optimism that comes through as well.
Oh, yeah. Because at the end of the day, the glass is half full, you know. So, I mean, I write about a lot of pain and suffering in order to deal with it. You know, it's a very cathartic for me, you know, and therapeutic. I think that's what art is. That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be about, you know, self-expression and...
You know, on a personal note, I was really inspired by your cameo at the Lou Reed tribute down at South by Southwest in Austin last March. And you did this jaw-dropping cover of Pale Blue Eyes. And I had read somewhere that that would be on an upcoming album.
Yeah. We actually recorded about 30 tracks of material, and that was one of them. So we have, we've got another album in the can. That we're going to put out at some point next year.
Yay. I'm looking forward to that. I was really kind of jazzed by the fact that, you know, you're a rule breaker. Lucinda Williams,
yeah.
You cannot be pigeonholed. And I think it's a really beautiful thing. And you even started your own record label.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, under the umbrella of 30 Tigers. Yeah. So that's real exciting. I'm really excited about signing some other artist, and we have a band who's out with us right now opening up, the Kenneth Bryan Band, and they're going to probably be the first ones that we sign.
Excellent. Any other artists you're excited about?
Well, yeah, but I mean, not that don't have labels right now, you know, but I love discovering new talent and helping other artists out. The artist that I'm real excited about is Sharon Van Etten. She's my favorite new artist that I just discovered. Yeah.
She came by here recently, just a couple of weeks ago. Oh, that'd
really?
Make a really great double bill, you and Sharon Van Etten.
Wow. Yeah. I'd love to see her perform. Yeah, I think she's a great writer.
And, you know, you've amassed some really great talent for this record, including, you know, Bill Frisell and Ian McLaughlin, Tony Joe White, Jacob Dylan, and Stuart Mathis,
who's here with us.
Right on.
Today. Yeah.
Well, great. Would you please play us another song?
Okay.
Thank you.
This is called When I Look at the World. I've been out of luck, I've been talked about, I've been locked up, I've been shut out, I've had some bad dreams, I've been filled with regret, I've made a mess of things, I've been a total wreck, I've been disrespected, I've been taken for a ride, I've been rejected, and had my patience tried. But I look at the world and all its glory. I look at the world and it's a different story each time I look at the world. I've been used and I've been blue. I've been lied to, I've been left behind, I've been misunderstood, I've been out of my mind and not feeling good, I've been lost, I've been turned away, I paid the cost, and there's been hell to pay, but I look at the world, there's a all its glory, I look at the world, and it's a different story each time I look at the world. I've been unforgiven, I've been let down, I've had the truth hidden, I've been kicked around, I've been wasted, I've been on the brink, I've had my faith tested, and my spirit sank, I've been unwelcome, I've been unloved, I've been cheated on and made a fool of, but I look at the world and all its glory, I look at the world, and it's a different story each time I look at the world. And all its glory, I look at the world, and it's a different story each time I look at the world. Each time I look at the world, each time I look at the world. Thank
you. That was When I Look at the World from Lucinda Williams here on 91.7 KXT. Lucinda, it's been a huge honor to have you and Stuart here in the studio. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Good luck on the rest of the tour.
Thank you.
And another big thank you to Jason Ridings for his support of the KXT live sessions. Also a big thank you to Dane Walters, Joe Bellotti, Mary Beth Bame, and Eric Bright. Thank you very much. This is 91.7 KXT.